When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls on Tommy DeVito and the Jets or Soto, whatever it is you want to discuss on this Monday with us. But before we do that, what'd you think, BT? Did you watch the fight Friday night? What was your situation like?
I did. As a matter of fact, the kids were staying up for that as well. Wow. So, yeah, when we got a bare-ass shot of Tyson, I'm like, God, I mean, this is something my daughter really needs to see. I'm like, what are we doing, dude? Come on. Yeah, she eventually fell asleep. She fell asleep. We were watching it in our bed with both of our kids. Like, you know, they wanted to see Tyson, at least
like
my son did.
It was 11:30 at night.
It was a weekend, dude. It was Friday night, man.
I'm just surprised they were able to make it.
Well, she didn't. She fell asleep on mommy. Right. He was battling, and his eyes were still open as they were in the locker room and they were interviewing Mike. He eventually fell asleep, but I'm like, I'll just show him tomorrow.
His son interviewed him. It was his son who interviewed him. All right, Dad, I love you. I love you. And just walks away, and it pans, and you see his rare butt. Oh, I mean, come on.
It was atrocious. The production was awful. I mean, the fight before it was fantastic.
Did you watch that?
Screw job aside, I did.
Well, yeah, but that's the problem. It's a major issue, screw job aside. Well, that's the type of fight that legit was getting me sucked back in, thinking, wow, that was one of the more action-packed fights I've ever seen, period.
A lot of middle of the ring and a lot of hammers, hammer after hammer, no question.
Just going after it. Two competitors going after it. Unfortunately, the headbutt, and then you had that nasty cut above the eye. But I'm like, this is great.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it ends with the wrong decision again, which then turns me off to boxing. Although, if those two go at it for
a third time,
I think they're going to, I'll be into that.
Well, the weight class, I would be too. The weight class is a very interesting thing because,
Serrano came up, right?
She's been at 3 or 4. Yeah, she definitely came up.
Yeah.
She's been at 3 or 4, I believe 4 over the years. So she's got great weight adaptability. Yeah. She's tough as nails. Both of them are tough as nails. That was a really good fight. I know what you mean. It's like, oh, this is what boxing used to be like. Now, listen, I'm sure that there's other fights that you and I are missing because once the 100%. Heavyweight game is diminished, that's at least what I kind of check out a little bit. And a lot of those great fights are usually at the lower weight classes, more science, whatever. But that was awesome. And I don't mean it's not to disparage her because I've met her and I genuinely love her. What the hell's Rosie Perez doing calling the fight?
Well, she was better than the other knucklehead. The main announcer wouldn't stop screaming.
But was he on coke?
Dude.
I mean,
I'm all for being excited and bringing that energy nonstop. And that fight, the women's fight we were talking about, didn't need him yelling and screaming over the end because the action itself was enough. And he just kept going on and on. Anyway.
Can I defend him for 1 second?
Yeah.
At least with that fight, you have to understand, and hell, you and I were two of them. Now, we used to watch boxing, so we've got, you know, even more than a rudimentary sense of what the sport is. But I think there are a lot of new people who popped in. You know, including my children who were trying to stay up to watch it. Granted, it was late. I think there was a lot of people who haven't been into boxing that, you know, whether it's the influencer world, the younger people, because of Jake Paul, he pulled in a lot of people. Yeah. So maybe, he was, I forget his name.
Moro something. Yeah, I mean, he used to be with the WWE.
Is that what it was? That's right, he did say
Rinaldo.
That.
Rinaldo, okay.
Did you think he was good, Huff?
I personally don't like him. Okay. But
I thought he was awful.
But it was almost like boxing for dummies because I do think there was a new audience. So I do understand that aspect. But Roy Jones was awful. All they kept saying was, I don't like the way his legs don't look good. Yeah. I don't like the way his legs look. Right. Oh, no kidding. He could barely stand. He's 58. He hasn't gone. Even when he was 28, he didn't go six rounds or five rounds.
Well, right. So the women's fight before was really the main event. And we could pick on that or discuss that as we did. But then you get to the Jake Paul Tyson fight, and honestly, BT, it was sad. Like, I wanted to see it. I expected what happened to happen, and yet it was still sad watching Iron Mike Tyson at age 58 just basically try to stand there and get through 8 rounds for the money grab. And even afterward, he's like, oh, yeah, maybe I'd fight again. I'd fight his brother. Like, and then the brother saying,
I know.
Like, how disrespectful he
that was. That was disrespectful when his brother said what he said in the ring.
Yeah, Mike, come on. I'd bleep and wreck you.
Mike
Tyson.
I'm with you on that.
Doing it for show or not, whatever. If you said that to Mike Tyson, he would knock you out cold.
Yeah, he would.
That's why we watch Mike. So now, and we knew this going in, like, he just doesn't care. to win the fight. He's just doing it for the money, which is, and then Paul picks guys that he can't lose to, which, why are we watching? I won't watch another one.
Unless, I didn't watch the other ones with Paul, did you? No, I just got into this because of Mike.
Didn't he fight Mayweather? I might have watched that
one. No, that was the Logan Paul one. But regardless,
that was a different Paul?
But that was the same idea, though. It's an exhibition. That was specifically an exhibition. This one, they got the clearance to make it like the sanctioned fight, to make it like a go on the professional record. That was an exhibition where I don't think you could bet on that.
Oh, is that true?
The fact that you could bet on this was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yes, that was
it
bad.
It was clearly fixed to a large extent.
Well, I don't know if it was fixed as much as I think that Paul didn't want to hurt, as crazy as this sounds, but I don't think Paul wanted to hurt him.
And what about Mike? Did he care to win?
Well, I don't think he cared the way we hoped he would care. Right. I also think he was sedated. He looked like he was on, I would just start throwing out these crazy things, but did that look like a man? When he was sitting on the stool, did it look like he was...
No, he looked like he was out of it, but he's 58 years old. He was probably taking some punches. I mean, he had no legs to Roy Jones.
Well, he had a knee brace, which is something different than during training. He didn't have that. Listen, I went in there saying, all right, if Paul gets sloppy or cocky, is there one little teeny chance where it's just Mike comes up ferociously and just gets him right under the chin or the temple? That's what I was hoping to see, but you knew immediately, like, he's got nothing. It is sad, but he's also looking for money. He's at a very complicated life. And I got to say one thing.
I'll never watch it again, though.
I'm out, too. I'm out. I agree
Tyson
with that.
Tyson or not, I don't care. I'm not watching.
I don't care either. You know, the other thing, too, and I feel compelled to say this to an extent, like, Mike Tyson, and he is older, and he's paid for his transgressions, and I'm not one to hold everybody, unless it's the ultimate against a child or things that are just completely unforgivable. You know, I do believe in second chances, but, like, the thought that Mike Tyson is some hero and the entire world embracing Mike Tyson was a bad dude, a bad person.
The baddest man on the planet.
Yeah, but there's that distinction from being in the ring, and there's also a guy who was a menace to society for a while.
Yeah, but
Mike Tyson was in jail for rape.
I understand, but I mean...
He was.
Understood.
I don't know what happened in Indiana. Well, okay. I don't know, but he was in jail, for rape.
But do we know that's what happened?
I don't know. But if you get accused of something and you're found innocent, for me, it's easier to say, okay, now I don't know what happened.
But he did pay his penance and he came back. And again, I don't think anybody, and I shouldn't speak for anybody, but the majority of people aren't sitting there saying, wow, boy, what a story. Mike Tyson's my hero. No, I think it's more nostalgic, and the fact that he was one of the best boxers many people have seen.
Yes, but in the attempt to recapture nostalgia, I think a lot of people, and this is their prerogative, do whatever you want.
Right.
I did it a little bit Friday night. I'm not trying to be disingenuous, but I think a lot of people just kind of crossed out and deleted from the memory chip what he's done.
Right.
Mike's complicated.
Did you have any streaming issues?
I did.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
Mine wasn't awful. Until the main fight, the Tyson fight.
Yeah, me too. Started,
yeah.
Same with me.
Like, most people were complaining about that before, but I was like, lucky
mine
me.
Was more tight. We had to start and restart the TV three times.
Yeah, and it was
three.
Unacceptable. And that just shows you.
For football on Christmas with Netflix.
Well, that just shows you, though, the way the world, like, my friend's like, that's why I'll never cut the cord. And I'm like, that's great, but what does that have to do with this? There is no option to get Netflix through a cable provider. It's Netflix. It's a streaming service. And a lot of the way that we're going is streaming only.
Yeah.
So there is no, don't cut the cord. This is why you won't cut the cord. No, if you wanted to watch that or you want to watch anything on Netflix, it's streaming. If you want to watch YouTube, Sunday Ticket, it's streaming. Streaming is a problem. Get it fixed. How are we in 2024 with all the technology that we have in the world, and yet I could go back to 1980 in my parents' living room with a box TV that didn't have a remote, but the cable plugged into the damn thing, and when you turned it on, it worked. Whatever you were trying to watch was there. Now in 2024, 40 years later, 30 years later, 20 years later, whatever it may be, now you could go to an app, this or that. It doesn't work. Streaming and buffering and this and that. It's ridiculous. Makes you want to take your phone and throw it through the damn screen. Can't take it anymore. And there's no way to get out of it. Like, This is the way of the world. Like you said, now it's going to be on Christmas for Netflix.
I know.
And it's going to be the football games that people bet on and can't see.
What do you think your parents were trying to watch in 1980 back then? Are we talking the Archie Bunker? Are we talking 60
yeah, they
Minutes?
Like that.
Are we talking Carol Burnett Show?
And we used to watch
Johnny Carson.
Married with Children.
Not 1980. No, you didn't watch Married with Children. Yeah, no, it wasn't around in 1980.
The late 1980s.
Well, no, I thought you said 1980.
Well, I mean, whatever. 1980s.
I'm literal with the dates, especially in the 80s. You know how protective I am of the 80s.
I mean, I was born in 1980, so I don't remember that. Okay. But whatever it may be, pick your, you know, pick your.
I gave
your
you a couple good options.
Right there.
Freeze Company, Love Boat.
That was on. I watched that.
Dallas.
Gilligan's Island we used to watch.
Oh,
point
it.
Is, all those days, whether you had the remote or not, and then like when you did get a remote, it, okay, well, this is great. Look, we don't have to get up and change the channel.
I know.
And I barely remember the TVs that, the clicker. Like my grandparents used to have an older one. But point is, how could we then just turn it on and it was on, and now you're going to watch something and it's buffering. It's buffering. That damn death buffering circle or signal, whatever it may be. I can't take it anymore.
You know, the TVs back then, I remember my grandparents, rest in peace. Oh, my God, the old days. They had a TV. And just as you described, you know, it was a couple channels. No cable. It was a low time. In the 80s, right? And they were in a pre-war, you know, like just a very modest apartment in Greenpoint where a lot of the Italian immigrants went, a lot of Polish immigrants went back then. That's where they settled, right? This freaking TV, I don't know how they got it up five flights of stairs. It must have been 900, like the case that it came in, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. TVs back then. Good God.
They weighed a lot, no question about it. Now they don't, but they don't work. BT and Sal on the
Did
fan.
Did you like Rosie?
I thought she was fine. Yeah,
you thought she was good during the fight?
I didn't think she was awful.
No,
of the two, Roy Jones said nothing,
he
and the
was
other
awful.
Guy was yelling and screaming. And
she may have been the best.
I'd rather watch her. Cedric the Entertainer, the pre-show.
Oh, Cedric.
Whoever that, whoever the woman is on the pre-show. Hosting.
She was fantastic. She does the soccer. She's great.
No, what's her name? Kate Scott or something?
That sounds good. She's phenomenal.
She could not fill.
Wow.
Look,
there
great.
Were a couple
Look
of times
she, couldn't,
where
she didn't know what she was talking about.
She was reaching for. I do agree with that, but I don't know what's going on in her ear. But hold on. If you're hosting, you got to be better than that. She was a little choppy. I agree. Who the heck was in the middle? He was fantastic.
I don't know who
Cedric,
he was.
Cedric, who I love, was just not bringing much to the
I
table.
I love him
that
too.
Night.
He was bringing nothing. Cedric the Entertainer was anything but entertaining.
Get a little Shaq and Gronk. That, I mean, who knows? Listen, it was what it was.
It was embarrassing production from Netflix.
It was
overall.
Embarrassing. And can I defend them for a moment? Yeah. They owned it. Now, not that you had much of a choice. They came out and they said, listen, it was not smooth for some of you. We get it. We'll be better at it. Like, it wasn't like they didn't make... Now, again, they really have a choice because everybody's complaining about it, but they owned it, and now just make sure you're better. But the fight was atrocious. It really was atrocious. Did you think that there was a chance that Tyson would have devolved into lunatic and just, like, attacked him in a way... That would have been very entertaining. Before the fight started?
Yeah, I don't think he had that in him. He doesn't have it in him.
Because
he was
sedated, it seemed. But I didn't know he was going to be sedated.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Amo, è una farfalla che muore sbattendo le ali. L'amore che a letto si fa. Prendimi l'altra metà, oggi ritorno da lei, primo maggio, su coraggio io.
On WFAN, this is hot. What is this?
You've never heard of Tiamo?
I've never heard of Tiamo.
You've never got to a sweet 16, no. A wedding?
Me,
an Italian
here's
wedding?
What you hear? 16 candles.
Right, not me, Tiamo.
That's what you hear.
Is
Tiamo.
It me, Tiamo? Oh, no, Tiamo. Me, Tiamo Ate? Is that?
Sure.
What, do you know what that means?
No.
I forget. My name is, I think.
No,
Tiamo.
Well, Amore is. Let's just move on.
Yo,
what the hell's going on there, dude?
Jeez. No, BT, please, educate us all.
He's asked us for the last hour and a half, and every time he asks us, the answer is still no.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys know this song?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know Tiamo? Is it a song or a group? Oh, you never heard Tiamo?
Tiamo is the song. Umberto Tozzi is the artist.
Man, that's
T-O-Z-Z-I?
That's correct.
That's right.
That song sucks.
Listen, I can rip off, I can't say them, 9 old school Italian curses that my grandfather would rip off.
Yeah.
When something went wrong, whenever, but I've never heard the song.
Yeah.
I mean, and we had a lot of Italian tradition growing up. I never heard the song.
I I've heard a lot of old Italian music without lyrics, some with lyrics, and I have no idea what they mean. That was not one of them. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones. We've been talking whether it's the Jets and their disaster, whether it's obviously Tommy DeVito taking over the reins from Daniel Jones, also the Mike Tyson fight from Friday night, and Juan Soto meeting with the Yankees today, meeting with the Mets, of course, over the weekend. Michelle is on Long Island. What's up, Michelle?
Oh, hi, Sal. How are you?
Good. What's up, Michelle?
Hi, BT. Nothing. Hi. I wasn't called. I feel bad for Mike Tyson. I don't think, though, that he raped someone.
Well, I don't even know. Hold on, Michelle. I'm not trying to relitigate this. All I'm saying is he was charged with rape and he went to jail.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. But all I'm saying is I think women, when a guy is at that stature, throw themselves.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not going there because that minimizes a lot of women's real experiences where they do get raped. It's getting too serious.
You brought it up.
No. I brought it up as a point of reference where, not to discredit, you know, what one says versus the other. No. I'm just saying, if you just tuned in, you're like, what the hell's going on? My point was, and thanks for the call, Michelle.
You played Italian music. They're talking about rape. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, very, very odd. But I just find it interesting how, as much as we were all rooting for Tyson to throw it back and show us, you know, one hammer to the chin, would have been great. But conveniently ignored was the fact that, you know, Mike Tyson, like, we romanticize so much from what Mike was as a fighter that we forget that Mike was just a bad person.
I don't think we forget. I think we ignore it because sports fans want to enjoy sports, whether it's people on the teams that they root for, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever it may be, or in this case, an individual in boxing. Like, it's nobody's saying he's a good person or not, but they love the boxer. They love the nostalgia. I grew up as a young kid playing the Mike Tyson's Punch-Out game for Nintendo. I love that game. Still have posters of it to this day.
Who was his first opponent?
Glass Joe. But still.
Who's the second?
Who's
the one that hopped around the ring?
It was King Hippo.
King Hippo with the shorts. You faced him twice. Like five or six times. Yeah,
you faced him twice.
Don Flamingo was in there.
Yeah, he might have been third. Piston Honda.
Honda was a little tricky. You had to be on top of your game with Piston Honda. I remember him.
Tiger. What was the Tiger dude? Remember he used to
was that when he would disappear
corners?
And he'd like scoot around the ring?
I remember when I beat him as a kid. I was like, oh my God, I did it. Like, that was a huge step.
Yes, that was a big step. That was a big step.
Yeah. There was Sandman. There was Soda Popinski,
he was tough. He had a pretty good chin.
You had some of the other guys a repeat. Like, you faced a different,
a stronger version of Don Flamenco.
Yeah, or Piston Honda, or King Hippo. I think, if I'm not mistaken,
I never got to Tyson
naturally. Yeah. Anyway, so like,
did you say you never got to Tyson naturally?
No,
you had to cheat to get to him.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
You ever face him?
I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You beat him or no?
No, I did not beat him.
He was nasty.
Oh yeah.
If I did get there, I think it was with the cheat code and took like 2 seconds. But the point is, like, I don't ever look at that and think, oh man, Mike was a bad person. Like, I kind of know that. It's the same conversation you and I had with Michael Jackson weeks ago or months ago.
Like, well, but I said pretty much the same thing.
Understood. Like, but is that going to take away people's enjoyment from listening to the music or whatever they want to
listen
to?
You could make the case. I mean, depending upon what you believe, that Michael Jackson's music should never be played.
John is calling from Dumont, New Jersey. What's up, John?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Hey. Listen, you're talking about wearing Italian stuff to, you know, the Giant game for Tommy Cutlets.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Maybe you guys could stroll up to the stadium in your IROC C-28 wearing your Capizio shoes.
Yeah, we already said
that's what we said, John.
We already heard that. Where you been? And thanks for the call. What do you think? We weren't on top of that? And our gold chains, little Playboy insignia. I got to look for that when I get home. I think
it's earring,
somewhere.
The Dracar.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, we were talking about, we mentioned more the jeans, the Z Cavaricci's and the The Cavaricci's were mentioned. The Capizios, I do not believe, were mentioned.
Capizios.
With the shoes.
Right. And we might have mentioned that last time.
The pointy ones.
We mentioned, yeah. The IROC, the Z Cavaricci's. I was looking them up. They're not cheap, even now, I think.
What, they still make them?
I was looking on eBay.
Oh.
Z Cavaricci jeans. Although I remember, vintage Z Cavaricci pants. What size waist are you?
Right now?
Yeah.
35 and a half.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
positive,
no, I'm just
dude.
Making sure. I'm just making sure.
Wait, dude.
I don't know. I mean, asking. I don't know if you take an inch off because we're on the radio.
No, dude, listen. One thing I'll never do is take an inch off.
Okay. Nina
I can promise you that.
Nino, 74
I'm
bucks
not saying
right
I never bumped up to a 38 this, this at one is, point, but no, I'm back where I should be.
This is oh, 38, really?
I mean,
interesting. You know, well, right, wearing a baggy?
You got to remember, this was right before the back surgery,
right.
I just stopped out of necessity. I couldn't do anything.
I used to wear 40s.
40s?
Yeah, well, dude, I was 225
pounds.
What are
you, Haystacks Calhoun, like the old wrestler?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Z Cavalry Trainer, you could probably buy them for like $100 or something on eBay, depending on your size. All right, what do you got, Nino?
How you doing, guys? First time, long time. I'm calling in about the Tiamo song you guys just played.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Any Italian knows that is one of the most famous Italian songs out there. How do you guys not know about
that? I've never heard about it.
I don't know.
Take it up from my grandfather and father, and thanks for the call.
Thank you, Nino. I appreciate you. It's a true Italian.
Good luck with that. They're both
That's Amore is to me. That's Amore. Like that Tiamo.
There's another one.
When you first asked us hours ago, hey, you guys know the song Tiamo? You want to know the first thing I thought about? That's the place. That's the first place, hand to Bible, that I ever bought beer from when we were underage. The Tiamo, right across from the Foursome Diner, where I used to get Skol Lonka, Wintergreen, and all the other stuff that we shouldn't get. When I hear Tiamo, that's what I think.
Here's what I thought of. I didn't think of that song. I thought of this song. This one is Italian. Papa l'americano. Yeah, see, I thought he was saying, Papa ti amo. Papa ti amo. This is a good one. This Italian? It's gotta be, right? Let's see, wait for the chorus one more time. I think he says it. Hold on. Can we get it?
I don't know.
What version is this?
It's Tectalian. Techno slash Italian.
My grandfather's rolling over in his grave.
I like how you say blame your dad and your grandfather. It's like, it's not our fault. Again, I'm half Irish, so, you know, but older traditions were Italian. But, I mean, we had it all. We had the fish. We had the harmonica. We had all the stereotypes. I don't remember that song. What do you want?
They used to play the organ when you sit around and eat. Just people go over. They play whatever. That's what it's called, right?
My grandfather.
What's the one you stand up and play?
That's more of a, not
what
an organ. No, it's an accordion that goes in and out.
There you go.
No, my grandfather, right, had Sal, and I'm talking like the white T-shirt, you know.
Yeah.
With the hair slicked back and the little thin mustache and the gold chain and the cross and waking up at 7 a.m. To brush the comb the hair. Not a grain his hair, and his head amazing, even into his 70s. We would sit there. Yes, we'd have salad at the end of the meal, which tells you you definitely got some Italian in you. The salad came after everything on Sunday dinner. He would sit there, and we'd have like cantaloupe and melon and ice cream. And he would carve up his apple with a switchblade. Like, you would think that he was doing surgery on that thing. So slow. After he'd play the harmonica, he'd just get his little blade, hit the button up, and he would just carve his apple up.
And that's what's going to happen to the Bucks on Sunday, where Tommy DeVito is going to take out his little switchblade and carve them up. Hoff has something before we break here, BT.
Yeah, I just saw this. He put this out on X. BetMGM says, this is Dan Revelle, put this out there. MGM says that Tyson Paul was its most bet combat sports fight in history, including anything MMA, boxing. Fighted 3 times the bets and 4 times the money versus any other combat fight in history. 67% of the money.
No way. Not on Mike.
Was on Tyson.
Oh!
Yeah,
come
but now hold on. Well, hold
that's
on.
That's BS.
Yeah, but let's not be suckers here. Hold on. It didn't necessarily.
67% were suckers.
Hold on, though. Was it. Some people may have bet Mike Tyson to go the distance. There's different types of bets.
Yeah.
Some people may have had Mike not getting knocked out. Like, well,
But it does show you, like, because I would not have bet Paul because I wanted to see Tyson win.
Same here.
But I knew going in, like, that wasn't going to happen.
You couldn't justify betting on Tyson.
Right. So those people, though, but they wanted the action. They said, oh, let me bet Mike and you're getting a better price. It's a sucker's bet. Obviously.
Sure.
And it doesn't surprise me at all because of the amount of people that watch this. So, of course, you're going to have it probably be the most watched thing, and people are going to want to bet on it. It is sad.
I'm not surprised at all, given the influence, literally, that Paul has on the younger fan. Now, you think maybe the younger fan would have popped in and said, Paul's my guy. I know Logan. I know him. I'm going to bet on Paul. But based on the numbers, 67% on Tyson, I would just say that there's different ways to bet on Tyson without being fooled to the point where you think he's going to put Jake Paul on his ass.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Tony's in Brooklyn. What's up, Tony?
Sal, I want to know what's in your coffee, because you said the last time you watched DeVito was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he finish with 3 straight losses and 0 touchdowns?
Yeah, but it was fun to watch. His energy is good. Watching a fun player like that was exciting.
Fun to watch. You're killing Daniel Jones. And that's also, by the way, a little deplorable.
We cheer that he got benched.
No, you're cheering that he's getting benched.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yep.
Join the party, Tony. It's a party. You're not going to bring us down. It's been 6 years of watching it. If you like Daniel Jones, follow him wherever he may go. Now, you may not watch him because he's probably going to be on the bench if he's in the league at all. Daniel Jones stinks. Get it through your thick heads. It's over. Even Mara and the Giants realize it, BT. It's a day to celebrate. Daniel Jones is done.
Thank God, Jeff. You are extra giddy.
Frankie is in Queens. What's up, Frankie?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. There we go, finally.
The sky's blue. There's not a cloud in it. The birds are chirping. Beautiful Monday morning. It is what it is, guys. Daniel Jones is out. Giant fan all my life. Let's go, Tommy Cutlets. Let's go, Giants.
There you go, Frankie, finally. We were waiting for that at 10:10. Where was that? It took about 45 minutes or so, but we'll take it. Well, there you go. Reacting to the news of course, Daniel Jones being benched in favor of Tommy DeVito. We've hit a lot of different things today. Check it out on the free Odyssey app in case you missed anything. We've got a nice variety here on the phones, BT. Let's finish up with all 3 calls talking about a lot of the topics that we discussed so far today. First is Chris in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Chris.
Good show. Listen, I got a couple of thoughts on Soto. I think that there's a sleeper team. I think the Giants are kind of a sleeper team with Posey there. I think he might be looking to do something big. But I think he's going to wind up with the Mets. I think the Yankees would love to have him. I think they got too many holes. I think economically it doesn't make sense. I think he's going to be a Met.
Well, he might be, Chris, and thanks for the call. I brought up Posey a while ago, a couple of weeks ago when, you know, mm-hmm. just in charge. I think it's a bit of a misrepresentation how aggressive the Giants might be, where there's the thought, because they've tried, you know, whether it was the $400 million for Judge that they put on the table or trying to give money away for years, and nobody was really taking it. Number one, the city's broken. Number two, it's just a lot of crime, even though, and I lived right around the corner from there for a minute when I was out there, you know, for about a year and a half or so. And it's amazing, but this San Francisco's really, it's dangerous in some of those areas. And they're trying to, you know, get it going here. And Posey's a baseball man, but I think they're tightening the strings a little bit where they're not going to be as reckless with the money as a lot of people say. And then the other thing, if you want Soto from a baseball perspective, with the thick marine layer air, and the right field, Triples Alley, are you going to really go to that ballpark?
Man, I don't think he wants to go to the West Coast anyway. And they'd have to overpay, like you talk about the Mets tax, to get him to not be in New York, whether it's Toronto, whether it's San Francisco, or certainly on the East Coast. Maybe Boston doesn't have to go that nuts, but I don't think there's any chance he's going there at this particular point. Think about it. Right now, as you're sitting here listening to us, have fun doing this sports talk show, Juan Soto is meeting with the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Meeting with the team that he was just with for the last year. So I'm not sure exactly what those meetings are like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, we know you. You know us. We love you. Hey, remember the roll call? Do you remember the World Series? Let's forget about game 5, inning 5. But you remember that one? Like, what are they, you know? What are they discussing? They already know each other.
I mean, one thing that could be said is how long we're going to string this along here, boys, and let those Met fans get their dopey hopes up. Mm. Namely, that guy Sal on the fan. They're talking about you right now is what they're doing.
No.
They're saying we're going to make this extra painful
Booty
for our boy Sal.
You know what Boone's talking about? Bowling and lanes. You know, that's what he's talking about. Applying that data. I wonder what's going on in that meeting with the Yankees and Soto. Maybe Soto and Boris are like, hey, well, here's where the Mets are at.
I don't think numbers are exchanged yet. And, you know, I one thing about these meetings, until one is actually classified as a failure,
yeah, really.
Every single one, I had a great meeting with the Red Sox. Oh, great initial first conversation with the Mets, I'm sure. I mean, if we don't hear that about the Yankees, something's wrong. We will. Oh, went great. You know, he loves what he heard. This is all stringing us, but that's why I said I have no idea what he's thinking.
The only time I remember...
No idea.
I don't know if it was a bad meeting or not, but what was the one where they had to wheel Donnie Walsh in? Was that LeBron?
That was LeBron.
Did they get a meeting, actually, or
no? No, they did. They had him. So remember they put together a Sopranos video.
Oh, God.
And it was just...
With Donnie Walsh in a wheelchair.
Remember, I was pretty close to the Knicks at that point. I was at the Garden every night doing stuff, pre-post. Yeah. I was doing a lot of... And I love Donnie, but Donnie at that point didn't present that virile... youthful image that certainly LeBron was looking to connect to. It was very disjointed. It was a mess, that meeting.
Yeah, that was the last time I remember hearing about a bad one. Mario's in Morristown. What's up, Mario?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I got an idea for the touchdown celebration for Tommy. It's a little elaborate, but I think it can work. They do a touchdown. He pretends he ties up the apron. Pretends with the two hands lifted up the pasta from the pot and put on the plate of the other players, and then they're twirling the spaghetti. Just like Zeke.
Now, are you saying taking the pasta out of the strainer or actually taking it out of the pot after you strain it?
No, right out of the pot with the two hands. Like he's lifting up the pasta, put them on the plate, and then they pretend to twirl it with the spaghetti.
Sprinkle a little Parmesan while you're at it as well.
I like it, Mario.
Yeah, grate up some cheese. You go around, you can feign, you know, how the waiter comes over with the circular motion. Just tell me when you're done. You can do that as well.
I love that.
Get a little wine refill. Yeah, go for it all.
The possibilities are endless. This is great. It's entertaining. I'm coming in here Monday if Tommy DeVito wins that game. No, maybe I'll save it for when we come back for Thanksgiving. If he beats the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, because that's something I really want to see, I'll come back wearing the Z Cavaricci's and the, what were the shoes again?
Capizios.
The Capizios and, driving in a, I'm not going to go get a new car, but we'll figure something
maybe
out.
Cadillac can hook you up again. Yeah. Cadillac was one back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm thinking more like
IROC or Cadillac. Understood.
But I love that idea for a celebration.
Yeah, what music we're going to play? We got to do a little Stevie B. That's the wheelhouse. Oh, yeah.
For what?
80s?
No, the 80s Italian?
Well, yeah.
I don't know about that. I feel like there's
going to be. I'm not talking about grandma and grandpa music. I'm talking about when you're going up, 86th Street cruising.
I got some old records I could try to bring in. Ricardo is calling from Perth Amboy. What's up, Ricardo?
ET South. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
Listen, I got something to talk about with Mike. Mm-hmm. You seen all the celebrities that were in the building that day?
Yeah.
Mike. Food. See, look, Mike was putting these 30-second clips of him hitting the pad, looking all great. He was winded, and on top of that, he's 58 years old. When he walked out in the ring, did everyone understand he tripped? And on top of that, you're going to go to
So what? What is that little trip? That had nothing to do with anything. I mean, it's a big deal.
He had no legs. In boxing, you have to have legs.
For
it's
sure.
It's about ankle. He had no legs.
But Ricardo, you sound surprised by this.
No, I'm not. The celebrities, everyone else was surprised.
Well, hold on. Ray, I don't think that, the celebrities that were there were surprised. I think, they were all of us. They were trying to recapture a moment in time.
Yeah.
And because I'm sure a 22-year-old Shaq was in Vegas at some big fights or at Staples Center early days or at the Guard. That's what it is. Cedric the Entertainer. And by the way, Jake Paul, it took him forever with that stupid entrance in the car. And they should have driven Mike up. He's the one who needed a lift to the ring.
But he wanted to come in like a badass.
I don't need no entrance.
I'm just going to go in here and fight. Yeah, ideally, that's what we wanted to see. No nonsense, no BS. Let me go in there and knock him out. But in reality, Mike Tyson was doing it for payday. And anybody who sat there and watched that, and I am one of them, we were, I don't want to say duped because I knew what I was getting going in, but it was a waste of time. They did it again. They got us sucked in again. Even though we knew better, they still sold us on the little bit of doubt or hope that maybe you thought just maybe something that we want to see might be able to happen. And that got us all watching.
Well, that's definitely true. I think one of the reasons why maybe an upset was more believable, than not, maybe for some, depending upon how much you leaned into this. Like, all right, it's one thing. We all knew he's 58. We all know that he's rusty. We all saw him during the pandemic where he had nothing 4 years ago, whatever it was, 5 years ago. So it's not like we thought he was going to be amazing at him, though. But it was like, hey, is Jake Paul, he's not even really a boxer, even though he's actually really tough. He's got heavy hands. He does. Say what you want, he's got heavy hands. But it was like the notion that Mike is, yeah, he's older, but he's fighting somebody who's not a true
boxer. Right.
So if you can't, if you can maybe exploit that, that's where the window of hope was opening.
Okay. But was Mike Tyson ever really a great boxer?
No, well, okay. He wasn't.
It's
period.
A different level of conversation, but let's get into it, because did Mike Tyson ever, like, was his thing stamina? No, it wasn't that. He used to intimidate people and knock them out early. That was when he was at his best. He didn't have to box or fight or stick and move. He didn't have to do all that
stuff. Or change styles mid-fight.
There was no boxing. It was fighting. He was a street fighter with gloves that was knocking people out. So that's, and now Mike, the thing that made him special was that killer instinct. And he hasn't had that in years. You could even see that in the last few fights. Like, he just doesn't have that. Even in defeat, he's like, it's like, what? This is a shell of what he used to be.
Yeah.
So for us to expect that a 58-year-old who never did it before, like, this guy didn't train and stay in shape for his championship fight against Buster Douglas in 1990. What made us think that at 58, he was going to get in shape, be a boxer, and be able to outbox Jake Paul? Like, it just...
Well, he is in pretty good shape for a 58-year-old man. And now, having the ability to stand on your feet and really have the legs required to be a fighter...
For two-minute rounds,
I know, and it wasn't even three, it was two-minute. Yeah. That's a very different thing. Listen, I think that the... I think it's just an example of why many of us took the hook. Number one, again, we're deeply sentimental, but the other thing is that it shows you the intersection of pop culture and sport. That's really what I take away from it.
Correct, which is why we watched it, because we wanted to be entertained. I love the sport, but that wasn't.
And we didn't pay for it. Like,
no,
we didn't get
duped.
It's not like I have Netflix. You have it. It's not like we reached for $60 in our pocket. I stayed up late. I was tired. I lamented doing it because it sucked, but it wasn't like I didn't spend a dime on it.
What do you mean some people did, huh?
Well, some people bet money on Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Betting. I'm just watching.
But that's duping.
That's not true. You can watch the fight without betting. You don't have to bet.
Right, you don't have to bet.
Nobody's saying you must bet.
No, but I think this as a whole duped people into being like, oh, I'm going to put money on Mike Tyson because he may knock somebody out.
That's their fault.
Maybe. Maybe.
You know what I mean? And you're good with the fight game. You didn't think that he had a chance.
I know he didn't.
Yeah.
I know what the situation was, but I'm smart.
Well, 60 however many million people.
Is that how we're going to end the show with him saying I'm smart?
No.
I don't know if that's going to fly.
60 million people watched it, and at the end of the day, I think the majority of them were probably disappointed,
no
to say
question.
The least. And it was ultimately sad to see Tyson go out like that. All right, that does it for us. We'll be back again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks to everybody who listened and who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hoppe as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.